We were in the middle of our tournament when my friend John said he found a body in the bushes over there. I ran over there because I'm a healing monk to try and help, but obviously my magic wasn't strong enough because the dude's body was missing a head. So my friend decided to try and use a necromancer spell, which didn't work, which I knew it wouldn't. And apparently we contaminated the crime scene because that spell uses a lot of glitter.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
The show itself is a dud. It's a dud because there isn't the kind of drama there is when the men are trying to find multiple wives.
Sure.
The guys are, they're just like lap dogs. They're like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, okay.
Well, she wants another dick, she gets another dick. Mama wants what mama gets. I'll be in the other room playing Xbox, drinking Bud Lightenment.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I thought I'd throw the aliens in one last time because, you know, for months, all we heard was stop playing the dying cat noise at the beginning of the episode. Along with a few, could you not be so high energy right out of the gate? But now that we stopped playing the damn aliens noise, everyone's like, oh, I kind of missed the aliens noise. What happened to the aliens noise?
Well, squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease. And the three listeners that we are pretty sure that we have most weeks, those three listeners kept telling us to stop playing the fucking aliens noise. So we listened. We listened to the three listeners.
We can rotate in and out. You've got a whole board there with different little buttons and beep boops.
Beep boop 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 boop
boop boop.
Yeah, that's right. And I love that noise. That
I
Paul.
Love the
oh man,
too.
He's so good. He's so good. That's Paul, the sales guy.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know, but I thought I'd play it one last time. Now the aliens are dead, never to be played again until Brian gets another text message.
Yeah, until next time.
You know how some people are like some artists. It's my creative vision, and I want it the way that I want it. I have no creative vision. If you just text me, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Somebody's like, well, what are you willing to do for the sponsors? Literally anything.
Whatever is
yes,
asked.
I will chop my penis off if that makes a bit of difference. I'm here using Bob's landscaping material. Oh, I just chopped my penis off. That's why I use Bob's replacement penis kit.
Why Brian 3000?
Why Brian 3000? Why Brian 3000? I'm about to show you some shocking video, Chrissy. Shocking video.
Whoa, okay.
And I don't even know how to preface this. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's really disturbing in the most serious of senses.
I mean, that could go so many different ways.
I know.
There's shocking.
I told Chrissy right before we put the show on, right before we started the music, I said, I'm going to show you something shocking. Shocking, a news story that's shocking that I don't think many people have heard about quite yet, at least not right now when we're recording.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Okay. I think
so. Let me preface it a little bit. The Dalai Lama, the gentleman who was picked before he was born to be the literal incarnation of Buddha on high here in this world, in this universe, in this particular spin around the sun. We all know him. We all love him, or we thought we did. And this guy has lived a rather strange existence.
Yeah.
From the day that he, I think it's the day that he's born, right?
Yeah.
I think from the day that he's born, he is anointed the Dalai Lama. How that's picked, I have no idea. But then he has no choice in the matter. He's got to be the Dalai Lama for the rest of his life.
I'm surprised that we don't remember because we watched that whole documentary.
We did. Really drunk. Do you remember how wonderful we felt after that? We were like, wow.
We're enlightened.
We're enlightened. Bud enlightened. Bud enlightenment.
Bud Lightning.
Hi, I'm Brian Green from The Commercial Break. And when I want to be enlightened, I drink Bud Lightenment. And I put on the Richard Gere narrated 5-part series, The Buddha. I know
Richard
everything
Gere?
There is to know. That was Richard Gere, remember?
Was it?
Yeah, Richard Gere narrated that.
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
Oh, man, I got so fascinated by the music they were playing. I tried to find it on Spotify. They didn't have it. So I just recorded it. And then I would meditate to it. Richard Gere's in the background. And all I could think of was, did he really put gerbils in his ass? Did he really do that?
That was such a crazy story.
It was. Did we ever figure out if that was true?
No.
It's an urban legend. For those of you that are way too young to remember this, you probably may have heard this before.
I think they sued. This is back when he was married to Cindy Crawford.
That's right. They sued
I think they sued the paper that put that out there.
It's probably that fucking National Enquirer. Right. You should have caught and killed that one for sure. Maybe they did catch and kill it. It was just a gerbil instead of a story. But anyway, back to the whole point of this. So the Dalai Lama, the exalted on high representation of Buddhism here on earth, is giving a speech, like a lecture, as he does. This is what he does. He travels across the world. He talks to people. He basically carries the Tibetan flag all across the world because he's in exile. So he cannot go back. So he is the leading this huge religion, this huge movement. And he can't even go back to where it all started because the Chinese Communist Party won't allow him to. They want him dead, actually. So he's giving a lecture wherever he is. I'm not particularly sure. And a young man, he's sitting on this dais, and a young man comes up toward the dais, probably 10 or 11 years old, and is standing there. And one of the helpers for the Dalai Lama goes and he asks the child, I'm sure, what do you want? And the child asks if he can give the Dalai Lama a hug.
That's sweet.
It is a very sweet gesture. It's just like a young, innocent young man there with his family, probably going to see the Dalai Lama, probably like the most memorable moment of his young life.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. You know, in America, when you see your son going to give the priest a hug, you probably head for the exit doors. You know what I'm saying? You want to head to a different parish. We have experience with this here in America. No hugging, no touching. It's a pandemic. So, but watch what happens next. I'll do a little narrating here. I want you to watch what happens next. Okay. Here's the young man going to give him a hug.
Then I think finally here also.
He gives him, so the young man gives him a hug. Then the Dalai Lama says, here also. And he points to his mouth.
Yes.
So the young man, and he sticks out his lips, as pursing his lips as if to give a kiss. Yeah, kiss. So then the Dalai Lama gives the young man a kiss on his lips. This kid is not older than 10 or 11 years old. Oh, swear to God.
Oh. Oh, then he goes forehead to forehead.
So he goes forehead to forehead. Now his little Dalai Lama's probably rocking and rolling under that
the robes.
Under the garbs. Yeah. Now watch.
And suck my tongue.
Ha. Huh.
But he's not joking. He sticks out his tongue and he puts it in the little boy's mouth.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, they're going to do a slow-mo?
And then he laughs.
And suck my tongue.
I mean, was it a joke? No.
No, it's not a joke. I don't care if it's a joke or it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Yeah. That's the kind of joke that just... That's the kind of joke that people go to jail for. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
Yeah, it doesn't sit well at all. And is this not shocking to you?
It's very shocking.
No.
I mean, I feel like there's more
to the story.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like National Tongue Sucking Day, wherever they happen to be. Maybe that's just
maybe
the way
that's a custom.
You know, people like during the pandemic, they were like, oh man, I'm never shaking another hand again. I'm only going to do knuckles or shoulders or whatever.
Yep.
Dalai Lama went to the other extreme. He decided he's gonna tongue kiss anybody that comes along. This is
it's very strange.
Isn't this weird, Chrissy?
Yeah.
You know, suck my tongue. No, young man, it doesn't work like that here in the United States. We suck toes, and that's it.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either. Now I'm not like a. I'm not a religious guy. I'm a spiritual guy. I love the teachings of the Buddha. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome. I've studied them as much as one can study the Buddha with Bud Lightenment.
Right.
But the Dalai Lama, I understand, is like a version of the Buddha here, or supposedly a version of the Buddha here on Earth. But he's just a guy, right? He's just a dude who probably has all. Do you think that has all the same wants and wishes and desires that we do? That's the whole thing about Buddhism, is struggling against desire and passion and strife and all this other stuff, suffering. Do you think the Buddha has had sex? I mean, the Dalai Lama.
I mean, I hope so.
I hope so too, man.
I don't know. The thing about it is if you're raised from a baby, like in a certain way, then maybe you just, you know, that's the only way you know.
Yeah, maybe you don't understand the ramifications of sucking on young boys' tongues. He's just a young Dalai Lama trying to make it in the world. Yeah. You know, it's the same story here in the United States. You fly the nest, you go to college, you're out in the big city looking for your first job.
Right.
You just want to, you know, you go to your first interview and the boss says, suck my tongue. What are you going to do? I'm a real dumbass and dumbass kind of guy. Do you remember that commercial?
No.
The Root Beer commercial where the guy walks in. And he goes, what? He goes, son, you're perfect for the job. I can't wait to have you come work with us. And he's like, I'm so glad to hear that, Mr. Dumbass. I feel like I'm a real dumbass and dumbass kind of guy. And then he shows the guy's name, like on placards, and it's Dumas. And he goes, it's Dumas. But besides my little commercial rant there, I think this is highly disturbing.
It is.
And I am calling for a new Dalai Lama immediately, if not sooner. I can see the newspapers tomorrow. Commercial break calls for a new Dalai Lama.
That's right. We're going to make waves over.
We do make waves over in Bangladesh. It's the only place YouTube will show our videos.
Yes.
We're too controversial for YouTube. We're too controversial for YouTube audiences here in the United States. So they play a lot of our videos out there in Bangladesh, which, hey, welcome aboard. I'd love to have any of you.
Yes, anybody and everybody.
But I can see the newspapers tomorrow. Commercial break calls for new Dalai Lama. Outrage in the streets.
Is something needs to be investigated here, I think.
Oh, for sure. Or one of his handlers needs to
explain. Yes.
Yeah, why was he sucking? What was the joke? What was the purpose?
Maybe that was a traditional birthday greeting because it was just Buddha's birthday.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
What is Buddha's birthday?
Mm-hmm. It was Saturday. So what?
Oh, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
It's April 7th. Is his birthday?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know the Buddha had a birthday.
April 8th.
April 8th
mm-hmm.
is the Buddha's birthday? Well, yeah, maybe it's a celebration of tongues.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I've read over the Buddha's teachings, and there's a couple places where he talks about sucking tongues.
Okay.
Yeah. At least he didn't ask him to suck his
cock. Yeah, At least he didn't think it that far. Could have been worse.
But if I'm a father and someone asked my son to suck his tongue, I don't care if he was the Dalai Lama. I would be up there lickety fucking split, like, no. You're not going to suck my son's tongue.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away from my kid. This is, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. Because I've always thought of not that I know all that much about him, but I've always thought of the Dalai Lama as kind of like, you know, a guy who got stuck in a really interesting position as a young man who had zero...
As a baby.
Choice. As a baby who had zero choice in the matter. And he seemed to fit the role pretty well. Right?
Yeah.
He didn't turn out to be like...
A tongue sucker?
Like Paris Hilton or something. Yeah. He wasn't like... But he ended up being a rather level-headed, interesting human being who goes around and gives speeches that people get inspired by.
Right. All about the good.
Yeah. But it just goes to show, everybody gets crazy the older they get. You know what I'm saying?
True.
At some point, the dam breaks.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, the dam breaks. You just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to suck young kids' tongues? That's what you're going to try to do. Somebody's got to get a hold of that Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, in the United States, I think that's a arrestable offense.
I think so.
Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it's highly disturbing. Speaking of sucking tongues, Chrissy, you told me not to watch that fucking Love is Blind. And what did I do? I went and I pressed play on that Love is Fucking Blind.
I mean, I'm going to blame you for everything because you are the one who originally turned me on to that show. And I ended up watching it. And you're immediately hooked. It's like, we've talked about this. It's like The Bachelor.
It is.
If you watch the first one, then you got to keep watching. I mean, but you know what? I've thought about this a lot because I was like... The last time that I watched it, and I have refused to watch the fourth season yet, but I know that I will eventually. But I'm
You haven't watched the fourth season?
The latest one?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you had.
No, I watched the third season.
Okay.
And the last time I watched it, I was like, I'm not watching the show again. I'm holding out as long as I can. But here's my thing with it. It is the music on it is part of my hatred of the show.
Why? What's going on with the music?
Because it's so stupid.
Well, it is.
It's like, you know, two people get into an argument and they're like, you know, I thought we were going to be together forever.
Yeah. It's the last time I'll see you. I planned your murder with your best friend in my bed.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. Dumb. I agree. I also think that I was reading an article, and I think it's an interesting one because it's a thought that I've had. They need to stop putting 20-year-olds on this show.
Yeah.
Because 20-year-olds, they just want to be on TV.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, then that's the problem, too, with like getting into third, fourth, fifth seasons, because then people have seen it.
Yeah.
And they know what
they
to do.
They know exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. They know how to game the system. Yep. They want to go on a nice vacation in Mexico. They want some airtime.
First seasons of reality shows are the best.
They're, of course,
yeah.
Because no one knows what the fuck is going on. Love is Blind, the first season, is like game-changing. You're unbelievably fascinated by this brand new concept that has zero merit whatsoever, but
and for those
at least
of you that haven't seen it, it's give the premise of the show.
It's real simple. It's, as I say, it's real simple. It's extraordinarily complicated, but it's relatively simple. 15 women, 15 men, all single. They go into what's called a pod. A pod is a small room with a couch, and what you're staring at essentially is a wall, but that wall is actually a speaker, and that speaker is connected to another pod on the opposite side. Mm-hmm.
It's like a two-way mirror, but nobody can
see. No one can see, right? And so you can only communicate with your voice. That's it. You can leave little gifts and stuff like that. Like the producers will, if you want to give someone flowers, the producers will get flowers and put them in there. Or
I saw food. Them do food one time, yeah.
Yeah, they do food, and it's so late. I mean, it's just... And the crazy part is that these people are talking as if they have had a relationship. They'll be in the pod for an hour, and they'll come out, and he goes, I just love the way he always calls me sweetie. And I'm like, you've known the guy for fucking 2 minutes. Give me a break. And then they all get mad because they're all dating multiple people. And what happens is inevitably someone falls in love with multiple people, and then there's always a disagreement, and then people act surprised as if it's not a game. Yeah. It's a game. That's it. It's a game to see who can get the most screen time, and that's it. There are only three couples in the 4 seasons that this has been on. Only 3 couples are still together.
Yeah.
And they are all, I think, 2 of them are from season 1.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that might have been when the experiment may have worked on its merits alone.
Correct.
Right? The question is love blind? Can you fall in love with someone just behind a screen? The answer is, I think you put any 15 single people. Yeah, no, you can't. This is unless you're actually blind.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Unless you're actually blind and you will never see that person again.
Yes.
And I am not knocking. I mean, God bless America. I'm not knocking blind people. I'm saying.
No, but you're right. That's the only way it could actually work.
Yes. Or you choose to wear dark sunglasses for the rest of your life.
Well, then they throw them in. First of all, they have to propose to each other.
That's and the worst part about it.
They're like getting married. So then they start living together, which can always be a deal breaker.
It's married at first sight, but at least at married at first sight, you can see the person when you're walking down the aisle, right?
Yes.
It's a very similar premise. Actually, when you think about it, it's the exact same premise with the notable exception of you get to know the person
in
first.
The pods.
Yes, you get to know them first. Married at First Sight has a better track record of putting two people together than Love is Blind does, because Love and Blind is looking for the first season, they only had hot people on. That's it. Yep. The second season, they brought some not so hot people on. That didn't work out
well.
They
didn't get married.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Number 3, they kind of mixed it up a little bit. Number 4, they went right back to the hot people. So it's just all hot people. But my point is that Love is Blind is so ridiculous. It's obvious these people are pandering to the camera. They're pandering for love because what they really want is to be on a television show, and they're going to do anything to get on it. There's this guy. You want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Kwame. Kwame is the wild card of this season, right?
Okay, there's always one or two.
Yeah, Kwame, all he wants to do is be on television. Now, Kwame, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. You seem like a relatively nice guy, but you're a talker, bro. You're a talker, just like I am. I can smell bullshit because it's coming out of my mouth all the time. So, here's the point. Kwame falls in love with a woman. He's going to ask her to marry him. It's like this is going to be his girl.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes in to go ask her to marry him, she dumps him. Instead of, he didn't even get to the proposal, she says, sorry, Charlie, not going to do it. Kwame leaves the room with big old crocodile tears.
Yeah.
He's all upset. He's fucking, you know, he's like, I mean, it hurts because I love her. I'm like, you known her for 2 days. Fucking cares. Number one. Number two, there's another woman. And within minutes, he's back. He's like,
I love her now.
He goes, don't take my love for this new girl that I'm not hurt from the old girl, because I am. But I need to get to Mexico and be on television.
Exactly.
And he admits as such during the show.
Oh, God.
So it's fucking insane. But then the best part about season four, I will say this. They have taken some of our advice. And on season four, rather than only meet, say, all the couples end up going to Mexico on a honeymoon. And in previous seasons, there's been one and one only cocktail party where all of the couples get together.
Right.
In the new season, they get together every night.
Oh.
And it's brilliant because they just... alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Throw that
young
alcohol
people.
In there.
Yeah.
Well, and there's always two, I've noticed two in each season, like when they, because they're in these pods, they can't see each other. And then there is somebody that falls for somebody, but it doesn't work out. And then
they meet
see
him in real life.
They're like, she's hot.
Yes. So Kwame meets. So if you've not seen Love is Blind and you care about the season, don't listen to what I'm about to say. Like, fast forward 3 minutes, right? But Kwame, the girl who dumped him, is one of the girls who ends up in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as they meet, it sparks are flying. That's right. This is a ridiculous premise for a television show that's highly entertaining when it works best. And when it's working best is showing how absolutely flawed this concept is. That's when it works best. Because you can love someone till they're blue in the face. There's a lot of people that I love very much, but I never married because I was not... They weren't the whole package.
Right.
They weren't the whole everything that that was scratching every itch that I felt I had.
Yes. Same with me.
And one of those itches just happens to be, I'd like to be attracted to the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
Yes.
This is one of those things. I don't know.
Yes. And there is the mental attraction that is very strong.
Of course.
But there is just going to be a physical aspect. There is.
Astrid and I talked for a month and a half before we ever met each other. We were saying, I love you within 3 or 4 weeks. I believe that
you
love can happen
quickly. You had only put
quickly.
Your best foot forward
That's
as far
right.
as on social media.
Yeah.
She had only put
all
her best
other
foot
pictures
forward.
Down. Yeah. Because when you're only looking at someone's Facebook page,
it's all
everything,
good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Look at that guy. He's got his shit together. He's handsome. He's sober. He's got a job. He's got a couple jobs, actually. Not sure about that.
He's a tycoon.
Yeah, he's the CEO of multiple businesses.
He's such an entrepreneur.
I just forget to put the end date on my LinkedIn. So I still have jobs like 2001 to present. I'm still the marketing director of that shitty radio station, Simcoe FM.
Right.
The point is, Love is Blind is an entertaining show only when it works against the premise that it actually has.
Yeah.
Because what you find is, as people get integrated into their lives, they're allowed to have their phones back, they interact with friends and family, it all falls apart most of
it
the time.
Does.
That's because there is real life.
Yeah.
If you...
You're not living in the pod from now on.
No. My thought...
All expenses paid. Pod.
That's right. You get to
cocktail
quit your job.
Cocktail parties.
Cocktail parties every night. I'm living in Mexico. I had to take a boat to the restaurant. I'm living all-inclusive resort. It's beautiful. We're fucking like two little rabbits, or in some cases, we're not fucking at all.
Yep.
But here's my thought. If you could put 15, any 15 singles, single people, and put the opposite or the same sex that they're attracted to, and you gave them no other choice and no other thing to do except go in there and get acquainted with other people that you might be attracted to.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are. After 2 weeks, you're going to be attracted to somebody.
Exactly.
Here's the thing that I don't think we're seeing about Love is Blind. I think many more couples actually get together than show up in Mexico.
Maybe.
I think they may even have two different camera crews running after two different sets of people. The highly entertaining people and the people who aren't so entertaining.
They get the screen time.
Number one. Number two, you put anybody in Mexico, almost anybody in Mexico, with a bunch of booze, ply them with a bunch of alcohol.
Yes.
They're going to eventually have sex, and that's going to pretend like they're in love.
Your own plunge pool.
Yeah, your own plunge pool.
Beautiful beds.
Howler monkeys.
Fluffy bedding.
Yeah. Fluffy bedding, all the tequila
food,
you can drink.
Booze,
that's right.
Yeah.
The other six girls that you dated just 3 days ago. I mean, come on. You know what you're doing. And that fucking Nick Lachey and whatever her name is.
Vanessa.
Vanessa. They show up one time.
Yeah,
the entire show.
They do.
And that's the beginning of it to go, is love truly blind? See you in 12 episodes.
For the reunion.
It's worse than The Bachelor. Yeah. They don't do any hosting. Chrissy, we need a job like that. When are we going to get a job like that?
Nah.
I think you and I should start. What was the dating show we were going to start? What is the dating show we're going to start?
I didn't write it down in the notebook.
Oh, you didn't?
Did I?
I think you did. I think it was that we were going to have one question and then you're going to spend a month
in
Mexico.
The last thing I wrote down is Marlon's wedding.
Oh, well, that was 42 episodes ago. Thank God the notebook is with us. Now we got it together. I think this is...
We should have our own show.
I told you we should have a dating show where... Instead of even asking, remember, like we were reviewing Blind Date, which were the Blind Date episode where they ask two questions and they have to go spend a week in yes, a beautiful location yes. with this person. I say skip the questions altogether and
just
send someone to Mexico. Yeah. They literally open the hotel door room and it's like, you're spending 2 weeks with me.
Hi.
I have another report for you
on
Brother Husband. Remember, I was going to tell you about Brother Husband? Brother Husband is incredibly boring.
Okay.
It's incredibly boring. And can I explain why I think it's incredibly boring to me?
Yes, please do.
Because men are shitheads. And when we want multiple wives, there's usually only one reason we want multiple wives.
Yes.
And that's so we have multiple vaginas to choose from
Correct.
On a nightly basis.
Yes.
It never works out because men are too simple-minded to have it work out. Mm-hmm. They're not in touch enough with how complex, emotionally, physically, and mentally the female form is. We never mm-hmm. are. We can try. We can pretend, even Brian, like Brian,
yeah.
you can talk a good game. But at the end of the day, we don't quite understand 100%. And so it's bound to fall apart from the beginning because most women with a head on their shoulders or anybody with a head on their shoulders is going to realize that I deserve someone to pick me who wants me for me and only me.
Yes.
Okay. And the guy is always thinking about is, can I get another vagina shoved into this room? Yeah. But the girls are incredibly fucking pragmatic and down to earth about this whole thing. And it makes for a really boring television show.
Oh, yeah.
Except for one hippie chick that's on there that just reminds me too much of all the people that we hang out with. Just too much of all the people that we hang out with. Way too much. And she has all the cockamamie reasons in the world why she should have multiple husbands. Oh, and then there's another woman. There's a woman who cheated on her husband early on in the marriage, had like a full-blown relationship with another man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he found out, the husband found out, then she decided that she wanted to have multiple husbands and he went along with it. So her cure for fucking another man behind his back was just to bring the man in front and put it out all in the open. I cannot for the life of me understand why this guy is still with this woman. I mean, it's just like the shadiest shit I've ever seen in my entire life as far as marriage is concerned. But the show itself is a dud. It's a dud because there isn't the kind of drama there is when the men are trying to find multiple wives.
Sure.
It just isn't. The guys they're just like lapdogs. They're like, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Okay.
Well, she wants another dick. She gets another dick. Mama wants what mama gets. I'll be in the other room playing Xbox, drinking Bud Lightenment.
I'll be in the other room drinking Bud Lightenment if you need me. It's dumb. It's like,
okay,
it's lame.
Well, good. You saved me the trouble of watching
this. This is why
then.
We haven't heard much about the brother husband shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's because in general, it's just kind of a, I don't know. It almost makes sense when these women say it. When those guys say it, it's like, you're such a fucking jerk off. Like, who's that guy? The sister wives guy, you know?
Oh,
now
God.
Doesn't have any more wives.
Yeah, they all
is now
left.
Sister wife. Yeah. That show needs the name change.
Yeah, God, what was that guy? He's so stupid.
Oh, whatever his name is. He's an asshole. Yeah. I can't even remember. Cody. Anybody with the name Cody. So we have a fan named Cody. Not you, Cody. The Cody on TV. Anybody with a name like Cody who's on TV and has a show called Sister Wives. Suck.
Yes.
Hey, you know what it's been? It's been a long time since we had an Ask TCB.
Oh, it has been.
Yeah, so I was trolling on the text messages and the email.
As you do.
As I do like to do.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
We have a full roster of Ask TCB now.
Really?
And I realize
who wants our advice?
I don't know. These people are as dumb as these husbands on brother husband just writing in, expecting we're going to be Dr. Phil or something. Oh. You know we're going to give you shitty advice. I think some of them are playing with us. But anyway, I have a good time with it.
Yes.
So thank you to everyone who wrote in. Some of these are very old, and I'm sorry, but it's been a while since we got to an Ask TCB. So I'm just kind of like, you know,
clearing
the email,
cleaning out the closet,
cleaning out the email. You want to read a few?
Yeah,
let's do it. No name. My best friend, I mean, I have a name, but I'm whatever. Anyway, my best friend and I have been besties for over a decade. We went to high school together, college together, and we still live in the same town and see each other at least once a week. We are true, hardcore best friends. However, you knew that was coming. My friend does not know that I've been secretly dating her ex for almost 6 months.
Mm.
Wow. It doesn't sound like your hardcore best friends.
Exactly.
What in the world? What kind of friendships you got where you live?
Wow.
Nope, you're not friends at all. Okay, just checking. She is aware that we hang out and that we're friendly, and she doesn't like it. But she does not know that we've been sleeping together almost this entire time. She is engaged. She's getting ready to get married this fall, and the save the date just showed up this last weekend. I know that I have to, I think this is from like last year, so I think this already happened, so sorry. I know that I have to tell her at some point about my fling with her ex, but things have turned more serious over the last month with him, and we've gone from just being fuck buddies to basically boyfriend and girlfriend. I want to tell my best friend before her wedding so that I can hopefully go with my boyfriend to this destination wedding. Come on. You guys aren't best friends. You hate this bitch. What are you doing? Just tell her. I hate you. But can I come to your wedding?
Right.
My boyfriend thinks it's a good idea for him to have the conversation with her first. I think it's better that I tell her first. Should I be planning to attend this wedding with my boyfriend? And second, Who should I tell, or how should I tell her? What should I say to her? Oh, no, excuse me. Second, who should tell her? Third, what the hell do I say to her? Okay. So.
Yeah. First off, I have a best friend besides you, Brian.
Oh.
Yes. I have a girl best
but
friend.
But best is like, there can only be one. You can't have multiple bests.
You can have multiple bests. But anyways, I'm just saying, any of my best friends, how about that?
Okay.
Okay. I would never date an ex of theirs. Mm-mm. Like, it's just mentally off limits.
It's a no-go zone.
Mentally off limits. First. Second, if you're actually going to go down that road, I mean, I need to know more details. Like, how long were the best friend and the guy together? I mean, if it was a couple dates, that's one thing. If it was like a 5-year relationship, that's totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of nuances here.
Yeah, there's not a lot of nuance to this particular communication.
Any way you put it, it's going to go down bad.
It's going to go down bad. What are you doing? Yeah. You're going to ruin this girl's wedding. Don't do that. No, she doesn't want her ex at the wedding.
No, or you two dating
dating, or you two fucking. The last thing she wants to think about is her old boyfriend, because he probably dicked her down much better than the husband does. You don't marry the dick you down guy. You marry the guy that's, he's okay in bed, you know, but he's a really good man. That's who you marry. You marry the good man, not the dick you down guy. The dick you down guy just as good at dicking you down. That's it, right? So
if you're lucky, you get both.
Yeah, if you're lucky, you get both. Mm-hmm. But there's only one Brian, so settle down, ladies. Number one, you should absolutely not be planning to attend this destination wedding with this guy. You should not bring an ex-boyfriend on purpose that you're sleeping with to your best friend's wedding. This can only be hurtful and harmful. However, it would make for a good follow-up
reality
TCB.
Show?
Yeah. We'd like to send you a camera, a GoPro. Yes. I've got an idea. Don't tell her at all.
Yeah. Show up.
Yeah. Show up.
She can even use the line that you used earlier with me. I've got something shocking for you. I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Till your wedding. You'll find out.
I'm full of your ex-boyfriend's jizz right now. I hope it's one of those destination weddings where the hotels, you know, sometimes they have like the U-shaped hotel, and in the middle, they've got this beautiful green area that overlooks the beach, and that's where all the weddings happen. I hope you get a room. I hope that room is overlooking the wedding, and I hope you guys are fucking on the balcony while the wedding's happening. In your bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah.
Sunshine. Don't
do it.
Just don't even ask. Just don't even, you know what?
Stop
dating the guy, and don't have this conversation until long after she's married. Just don't ruin her wedding. You're going to ruin her wedding.
If you guys are really, truly serious and in love, then it'll be there after the wedding.
Yes. And it's not going to be there after the wedding, because this is never going to work out. You're dating your best friend's ex, and unless it's those one in a million, we were really meant for each other kind of things, which it's not. Quite frankly, I don't think you're being a best friend. I think you're being a little mean. You're like, it's just a little mean girlish.
Yeah.
There's a million guys out there. Why do you have to date her ex? Yeah. Don't do it. Now, we don't have any context to who this ex is or why he's around still, but just don't do it.
Also, too, like, I'm putting myself in the shoe of being the best friend that my best friend is dating my ex. Mm. And I think I would have to be like, first of all, what the fuck? And second of all,
what the fuck?
Second of all, ha ha, he's a dick.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
First of all, second of all, who is this guy who's even entertaining the idea of going to this wedding with you?
I know.
To watch his ex-girlfriend get married, and he wants to be the one to tell her? I think he wants to get back in her pants, is what I think. Yeah. If you do go down this road, he should definitely not be the person to tell her. You should be the person to tell her, because you're still connected to her in a meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
Third of all, what do you say? I mean, you might as well
let it out.
Say, open your mouth. Can I piss in it? I mean, like, what are you doing? Stop. I hope you continue to listen to the commercial break. But I got to be honest, I don't think you're being cool here. Mm-hmm. You got to stop this shit and stop it immediately. Now, I hope you didn't go to the wedding, because I think this is from a long time ago. But I hope you didn't go to the wedding. But if you did, write back in and let us know what happened.
Yeah, let us know how it went.
Yeah. And if it's not happened yet, if you're still going to the wedding or you're still planning on going to the wedding, please follow up and give us some context so that we basically follow up.
I would think she would be in the wedding.
I wrote her an email.
You did.
And I said, can you please follow up on this? Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right, ask TCB number two. Hey, TCB, I wanted to reach out with a question, but I also wanted to tell you guys that I love your podcast. The last couple of years have been really rough for me and my family. A couple of family members passed away during the pandemic, and a good friend of mine passed away just about a year ago. Sorry about that, bro. It was a really dark time for me. I saw your podcast tile on Apple. They're talking about the podcast cover. I saw your podcast tile on Apple one day and decided to give it a play. The first episode, for the first 10 or 15 minutes or so that I listened, I honestly didn't understand what was going on. I couldn't understand why Apple had you featured so prominently. At least you're being honest.
Yeah, I appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate. Thank you for also, telling us how shitty our show
was
is.
Was that also back during the time when you were doing like 15 minutes of intro first?
Yeah, probably. Now we just get right into the show.
Yeah.
What was he saying? I didn't understand why Apple had you featured so prominently, but I sure as shit am glad I stuck with it. I'm almost 150 episodes in at this point, and I consider you two friends. Thank you very much. You've brought just a little bit of light to my darkest day. Thank you so much. You do not give yourselves enough credit, and we never will.
because we don't
believe in ourselves. Yes.
Money back guarantee.
Yeah, unlike the Dalai Lama, we're not asking you to suck our tongues. Okay, so now to the question. Thank you very much, by the way. Yes, I really appreciate it. His name is Tom. So, Tom, thank you very much. It's been tough for all of us since the commercial break started, but we're trying to work our way through it. I'm trying to decide if the world's fucked up because of the pandemic and the political situation, or if it's just since the commercial break started.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the question. I consider myself a relatively good-looking guy. I don't have a lot of game, so I'm not a player. I haven't slept with hundreds of women. I'm not mystery, and I can't pick somebody up by snapping my fingers and cornering them in the pretzel shop at the mall. That's pretty good. There is one thing that's holding me back from really getting out there and finding my soulmate, and that's my dick. Wow. I honestly have a huge dick.
Wow.
Well, okay.
I need to know more about this. I mean,
Chrissy needs to investigate. Well,
why is that holding back? Why is that holding you back?
Because my dick is huge. Library 3000.
Oh, a lot of people. By the way, I just had to stop here. Yeah, gaga goo goo. So many people. Yeah.
It was hilarious. I was like about to pee my pants. Gaga goo goo. I just took a hot shit. The baby. Baby devil.
What was his name? Dante.
Dante.
Baby Satan.
Gaga goo goo. Give me that nipple, bitch. The fuck? Can't even move my hands. Kind of cruel joke are you playing on Dante, Satan's baby? I thought I was going to get some respect. I got this dog licking my face. I got this awful milk spraying in my mouth. Your nipples are hairy. Leave me alone.
Wait, was this the episode where there were two couples that had come together and had babies, and they decided not to figure out who was the dad?
That's right. I don't have a dad, but I have two moms. One's got a better set of tits. Hey, mom and dad, knocked over a candle, burned down the back of the house. Not sure where your other kids are. Might want to check on them. Can I get a tit over here, please? Gaga goo goo. Beep beep boop boop. I just left you a present. Somebody get over here and wipe my ass right now. Jesus Christ is my enemy. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Gaga goo goo. Beep beep boop boop.
When I was 12 years old, I remember walking into a locker room and seeing everyone else in their underwear. I also remember thinking to myself, why are their dicks so small? On my huge hog has been holding me back from the dating scene. You wouldn't believe the reaction I get sometimes about my dick. Some women see my third leg and literally run away. I had one girl who excused herself to go to the bathroom after we got naked to have sex, and she grabbed her things and left without saying a word. When I finally got a hold of her to ask her what I had done wrong, she explained that my dick was too big and she was scared to have sex with me. Well, that's kind of mean just to walk out the door.
I know.
Having
I'm picturing like one of those comic books where the woman's like, running.
Hey, you need a smaller dick? I got one, baby Dante over here.
Having a big dick is almost the same as having a micro penis. No, it's not. Mm-mm. Stop it.
No. Nope.
Okay, Tom, I love you, buddy, but there's no comparison here. The reactions are very similar. This puts me in a tough place where women can see me as a novelty or as a liability. But in most cases, my baby arm becomes problematic. What do I do with my 12-inch dick? There are penis reduction surgeries that you can get, actually, if you're into that kind of thing, if you're into plastic surgery. But my personal opinion is, if you, in fact, do have a big dick and you're not yanking our chain here, no pun intended, there's nothing you can do. It's all in God's beauty, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to need to ease in more ways than one. Ease it in.
She like, said it, you not gotta, me.
Yeah. You got to ease it in. And also, maybe bring it up before there's a shock moment.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, before you smack someone with your...
Yeah.
You know, in those porn movies are always taking their dick and knocking on the vagina's door like they're waking something up.
Speaking of porn, maybe you should get into porn, Tom.
Yeah. Well, there's a thought.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people with big appendages, that's what they end up doing. You know what I saw I was watching yesterday is that movie Wonderland about, about Johnny Wadd, John Holmes?
Yeah, I read the book.
Yeah, Wonderland, you read it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great movie, by the way, great movie. A lot of people choose to use their gift in a way that showcases the gift, but I'm assuming that's not what you want to do.
Yeah.
Listen, you got a 12-inch cock. It's not going to be for everybody, you know? My 2-inch penis isn't for everybody either. There's somebody out there that it's for, but maybe breaking the ice a little bit, like, you know, first, second, third date before you guys sleep together, and just say, not jokingly, I have a huge dick. Something I've only been able to say jokingly. So, but just tell this person that you're dating with or whoever you're dating, say, listen, I just want to get something out of the way. Put it on your Tinder profile. That's what I would do.
I was going to say, maybe there's a dating app for
guys with big dicks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we should host a reality show.
I agree with you 100%. Love is 12 inches? I don't know. We'll just have a glory hole where they stick their dick through, their limp penis through, and the girl can decide which one she wants.
Mm-hmm.
I know this must... I understand. It's probably problematic at times, but I think you might be... First of all, you got to communicate. Second of all, you might be overthinking it just a little bit. I know that a 12-inch penis, probably most women cannot fit that inside of their body. But if someone truly loves you for who you are, there's going to be a way that everyone can be satisfied.
Ways around things,
100%. Mm-hmm. You know me, I have to compensate, right? I just choose to keep my penis altogether out of the sexual activity. And that way I'm not embarrassed about it. There works fine for everybody, including Astrid's second husband. So there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, Tom, I love you, man. I'm sorry you went through such a hard time, and I'm sorry.
Keep
no
at
pun
it,
intended.
Tom.
Yeah. Keep at it. Keep pounding away.
Pounding the pavement.
Keep stretching yourself to do new things. Keep rising to the occasion, Tom.
There's a girl for every guy, or a guy for every guy, whatever.
Guy for every guy, or he for every
girl
he,
for every girl
for every the, whatever.
Yes.
Here's my
somebody for everybody.
Here's my follow-up question, though. Are you one of these people who gets like can't actually get a full erection because it causes physical ailments?
You had talked about that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like...
Because too much blood rushes.
Too much blood rushes, and then it goes
from
there.
Takes away from everybody.
Takes away from everything else. When the blood's all in your cock, your heart's not functioning correctly. But I'm really interested to know. And I'm sure there is some drama associated with having a really large dick, but I don't think you could compare yourself to a guy with a micro penis.
No.
Because a guy with a micro penis has a huge challenge on his hands. You can at least stick some of your dick in somebody.
Right.
They can stick literally their whole dick in just the front part of the vagina. Like, they can't even get all the way inside a vagina. So I'm feeling a little bit more for the micro penis guys than I am from the large cock guys. But I don't know what it's like to be in either circumstance. At least not that I'm going to tell you here on there.
Just keep at it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I want to get through a couple more. So, TCB, love you two so much. My girlfriend and I... you're my girlfriend and I's favorite show.
Oh.
We are lesbians and super hot lesbians at that.
Ooh, okay. Spicy.
Why don't you take TCB on the road? We live in Chicago and we'd love to see you guys live. maybe a few shows a year in a few big cities. We would travel to see all of them. This is our wish. Can you make it come true? Angela and Tammy.
Hi, Angela and Tammy.
Hi, Angela and Tammy.
Thank you for listening.
I'd like to see a picture, please. Super hot lesbians. Just for show research purposes.
What you don't see, Angela and Tammy, is all of the nuances that happen before you hear our podcast.
What you don't know is that the hot, crazy mess that you actually get to listen to is the cleaned up version of the hot, crazy mess that's actually happening behind the scenes. We can't even record. It takes us hours to record one episode because we forget to press record. There's a million different reasons.
TV doesn't work.
TV doesn't work.
Something's off balance.
Brian had too many dibbity dabs this morning. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons, right? And the truth is, we have thought about doing live shows.
We have.
But we've thought about doing a lot of stuff on this show. And every time we give something new a chance, we figure out it's not working. The only place that people want to hear us is actually on the podcast. It's true. Now, we haven't given the live show thing a try. Maybe we will. Maybe in 2024. Yeah. Or maybe a Christmas show.
COVID Christmas castle show.
In like Paducah, Kentucky. Yeah. We also got to know that we're going to sell someplace out. And right now, I don't think we could sell out a Chuck E. Cheese. Let alone the Fox Theater. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that what stars do too? Like big bands and or Taylor Swift, whatever. Yeah. Like they start off in a smaller market.
Correct.
To kind of test it out.
Yeah, they test out the waters. Okay, that's
so
right.
That's what we're
They start off in smaller markets and smaller venues, and they get everybody juiced up about them coming. And then if it sells out quickly or it sells out, then you know there's demand for another show. Mm-hmm. And that's why you'll see like Taylor Swift will start off with one show in a particular city, but she'll have three empty nights behind it. Because they've already reserved a second night. They know there's demand. Chrissy and I
are very similar.
Very similar. What we do is we pick public libraries where it's absolutely free. And then we do a quiet version of the commercial break to small children.
With headphones on.
Hey, kids, you know what a micro penis is? Tom in New York has a really big dick. Ask your parents about the big dick thing later. Maybe we'll do live shows. We do get this question every once in a while. Maybe we'll do a live show.
We're trying to figure
that out. If you're nice. If you're good to us. But thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. One more.
Okay.
Brian and Chrissy, I'm a huge fan of the show. I am so curious on the day-to-day minutia of TCB. No, you're not. You don't want to know.
So am I.
Yeah, Chrissy wants to know too. So does Astrid. Actually, everybody but me wants to know how you make the show happen. Because I've just decided, I don't know. I just press record.
Well, right before we started the show today, I had to mess around with the camera. I had to tie it. Because something was off.
I mean, anytime you're using twist ties to make sure the show gets out there to its millions of listeners, you're not doing well. I would love to hear how it all comes together. Could you guys do maybe a behind the scenes video? And exactly where would you want us to put that behind the scenes video? TikTok? Instagram? Maybe. No. I want the secrets to stay
secret.
Yeah,
it's the secret sauce.
Yeah, it's the secret sauce. And besides, you would respect us a lot less than you already disrespect us enough. I do have one question I'm dying to know. You put out a lot of content. And you seem so, quote, on, end quote, during the show. How do you maintain the energy level if you're having a bad day? I don't even want to talk to my coworkers when I'm having a bad day. How do you do it? Serious question. Well, if you notice, there's a couple episodes where Chrissy says nothing. That means she's upset with me in some way, shape, or form. I get this question, too. It's like, you're on for the show.
Well, I think one of the reasons is the two of us have known each other for so long,
yeah.
And we feed off of each other.
That's
so
right.
I could be having a bad day, or Brian, you could be having a bad day, but it's kind of like when we get in our little cocoon in here and start kind of, you know, talking about things and riffing.
It's the tree of trust.
It is.
Yeah, something magical just happens. And the other key is not talking to each other any other
exactly.
time. Yeah, it's just got to be here.
Except for my incessant texting.
Yes. We don't even have salutations.
If there's a day I don't text you, then I'm like, where's Brian?
I know.
I need to talk to Brian.
Yeah, we do communicate a lot. It's just two friends being friends. You think about your friend. Yes, we have bad days. We just don't record on those days.
Right, exactly.
One of us finds an excuse not to record. Right. Chrissy had COVID all last week. She just didn't want to talk to me. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's like, yes, there is a lot of energy that goes into the show. And yes, that energy, sometimes you have to work yourself up to that, which you don't see. I will give you a little bit of insight. I really want the behind the scenes stuff to stay behind the scenes, but just a little insight. Chrissy and I dance before every show the music is playing. And that sometimes I think revs up the engine a little bit, but there certainly are days where it's where the energy level is better than others. And that's why there's a lot of episodes that have never aired.
Exactly.
And probably never will. It's because they're just not good. They're not that the energy level is lower or it's just bad. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. So it's not
editing.
Yeah, it's not.
That's the secret.
Editing.
Just like anything.
You mean we can edit the show, Chrissy? Truth is, we don't do a lot of editing at all. What you hear is actually what has been most of the time. 90% of the time, what you hear is literally one continuous take.
It is. No, I meant editing, like editing what we put out.
Oh, yeah. Editing what we put out. Oh. Yes. Meaning, if the show is bad, it stays somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And most of the shows are bad. It's what level of bad are they? If it goes past the 5, 1 out of 10, if it goes past the 5, it's probably not going out. So, hey, man, thanks for the questions.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it.
Thank you to everybody who wrote in.
Yeah. Whoever you are, the nameless person, stop fucking your best friend's ex. You don't need that. Go with someone else. What was the other one? The lesbians in Chicago. Well, listen.
Maybe.
We've chewed on that fat for a minute. We just get really scared about doing new things because they never work out. We literally had to pay Patreon to be on there. We didn't even make enough money to cover the fees. And to you, my friend, who wants to know all about the behind-the-scenes action, let's keep it a secret. And that way there's always going to be a little bit of mystery, even when we're reviewing mystery. Okay.
And good luck to you, big dick man.
Yeah, big dick guy. You got a problem that I think a lot of people would like to have, but 12 inches is huge. So I hope you find who you're looking for and that she or he accepts you for whoever you are.
There's somebody out there.
Somebody out there that can accept your 12-inch penis directly inside them. And I hope you find them sooner rather than later because everybody deserves somebody, Chrissy.
That's right.
That's right. You're not going to find them on Love is Blind, but you could find them out there in the real life. And Love is Blind. Make the minimum age 30. Make the minimum age 30. Because if you do that, I think you're going to find that more of those couples
work. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You need a little maturity up in there. It's the 20-year-olds. How the fuck do they know what the... they don't know what...
I don't.
Yeah. Astrid got married to me. She's probably regretting that decision her entire life. All right. TCBpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video right there for your viewing and listening pleasure. Please go there. Hit the contact us button. If you'd like your 21 EPM sticker, we'd love to send you one along with a little handwritten note. Chrissy and I were just signing the next batch of cards going out. 21 ejaculations per month. Keep your prostate healthy and support the commercial break. Put it on the back of your car. Send us a picture. But first, send us your address. So that we know where to send it, tcbpodcast.com. 1-855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We're taking them all right there at the phone line. Dial us up. It's on us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break for full episodes. Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
So I'll say I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.